Welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie, and today we are talking about race and inequality. Now, you may listen to Fit Friends Happy Hour for fitness, for nutrition, for lifestyle, but I am a firm believer that, you know, fitness is a mindset. It is, you know, not just being physically tough and resilient, but it's also about being mentally tough and resilient. And, you know, I was thinking about this last night about, you know, just fitness and why that's important to me. And I think also being strong is one aspect, right? Physically, mentally, emotionally, but also flexible and fluid and learning, when do I need to slow down? When do I need to listen? And so today, you know, I really debated about what to record this week. And with everything going on with this racism in our country, I can't not talk about this. And if you've turned on this episode and you thought it was just going to be a girl's chat, I mean, maybe you're feeling compelled to turn this off and this is not what you want to listen to, but I encourage you to lean in. I encourage you to listen and just check your heart, because we need to have this conversation. We need to talk. And, you know, just as a disclaimer, I'm going to get this wrong. I debated, you know, about recording because I thought, I'm so ignorant. There's so much I'm probably going to say wrong, but it's just like everything. It's just like everything in life, that we can't let the fear of doing it wrong hold us back from having the courage to do the tough thing. And, you know, we can learn as we go, because what's the alternative? The alternative is not having the conversations, not making it messy, and not growing from that. So this week has been heavy for me, which just even sounds silly and ridiculous to say, because hello, how do those feel, you know, that have been directly impacted by racism for their whole lives, or, you know, if we go back the past 400 years. But my reality, right, I just want to share my truth. You know, I want to help those who don't know what to do. And if you're listening to this, maybe you've been raised in a similar situation as me, where, you know, you thought that you were quote unquote colorblind, and we're learning that that just means turning the other cheek. And so I'm not saying that what I'm doing on social media or here on the podcast is 100% right, or that it's even perfect. You know, I don't have the solution, but I do want to be human. I want to be real. I want to be genuine in showing up by saying that, you know, what I am now finally seeing is not right, and it's not okay. And I want to first address you all by saying I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry for not speaking up sooner. I'm sorry for being small and trying to blend in, you know, for fear of judgment. I'm sorry for hearing racist comments and instead of leaning in, walking away and just, or trying to change the topic. You know, it was Saturday night, the protests and riots were going on in my hometown, and instead of watching it, I was with family, we just turned it off. And I don't know why at the time it really did bug me, because I thought, oh, like, the news is so depressing and we say that all the time, but I don't know why it felt different. But instead of leaning into that discomfort, I just decided to turn the other cheek and not engage in conversation. And, you know, that's the issue. That is the issue right there. And so another thing that I want to admit is that I've never voted until this week. And I always thought that I would just make up excuses to myself, like, you know, I don't have the time, or my opinion doesn't matter. You know, I don't know enough about politics. But after George Floyd's death, and sadly not, like I said, I turned the other cheek on Saturday when I saw some protests happening. And it wasn't until probably Sunday where it was Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday night, I could not, like, turn my brain off about it. And even just through the weekend, you know, I was finally just like, Katie, wake up. Like, I had to have this conversation with myself of like, you are a 28-year-old adult woman. You cannot use that cop out, have that. You need to stop being a coward. Like, educate yourself. Google it. Figure it out. Like, you're registered to vote. Stop pulling this bullshit excuse of like trying to be like little girl and you don't understand. And so for me, I've just been using this week to reflect and pay attention. And, you know, one of my mentors will talk about this later, of just trying to stay engaged because we have to. It's the right thing to do. And so here we are. This is Friday at the time of this recording. And, you know, I texted Lauren and said, we've been talking about this all week. You know, it's just, we're on the same page of just, we can't not talk about it. And so I just asked her, I said, hey, let's have an honest conversation. Let's talk about what we're going through, what we're going to do, and maybe we'll inspire some others about how we're going to take action. So here is a conversation with Lauren and I just about where we're at and what's on our hearts. And I hope you listen. I hope you join us over on the Facebook page to continue the conversation. And just know that my vow, my commitment to you is that I'm going to continue to use this space to amplify melanated voices and talk about how does this tie into nutrition? How does this tie into fitness? How does this tie into body image? Because the reality is what we're learning is that this is a social justice issue, and it's rooted in everything, you know, not just racism. It goes so much, there's so many layers and levels. And so I think together we need to learn. We need to learn, we need to grow, and we need to take action. So that's what Lauren and I are talking about today. And yeah, let's listen. Throwback. Lauren is back here with us on Fit Friends Happy Hour. Literally the most spontaneous episode ever.
Yeah, for sure. Even for us.
So we were just talking and having a conversation about just everything that's happening in the world. And, you know, this concern of, am I going to do it wrong? Am I going to mess it up? But we both agreed that the reality is we need to talk. So let's just talk.
Yeah, it definitely feels weird to, like, whether it's on social media or in real life, it feels weird to talk about anything besides Black Lives Matter. You know, it's just, it's been such a eye-opening week that, you know, both of us feel like, to talk about, like, you know, what to eat and that mindset around eating right now. It's like, I need to somehow be talking about Black Lives Matter, because it's just, there's so much that we feel like we need to learn and stuff that we feel like we can't talk about something else, right?
And I don't know if people listening feel the same way, but yeah, like you said, for me, it's like, but not saying something is like, oh, well, let's just go on and pretend like nothing's happening and that we don't need to change. And it's like, no, that even if this is uncomfortable, if we need to do it wrong, like, let's dig deeper. So today, what I want to talk about specifically is, you know, of course, just figuring out, like, how are you feeling with everything, you know, this week?
I'm feeling like all over the place, honestly, because like there's been moments where I'm just like stuck inside of Instagram and just reading and learning and like seeing all these horrible images and just realizing like there's a reality that I was unaware of. I don't want to say like completely unaware, but I'm feeling a lot of like surprise, guilt, like shame around the fact that how could I have been so blind and just ignorant? So I'm feeling a lot of those kind of emotions, and then just like overwhelmed with overwhelm and sadness. And it's like, but then I come back and experience these things. Like I'm not even, as someone with white privilege, I'm not even experiencing these things yet. I'm sad and all of it. So it's just like, wow, just wow.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And one of my mentors in this space, she's a dietitian. She shared, you know, really good point of, you know, how are you taking care of yourself this week? Because there's a difference between self-care and disengaging, right? Like some people think of self-care like, oh, well, I'm just going to turn off social media. And we're learning that as part of white privilege, that means we can just turn it off. And that's disengaging. And that's not really doing much for the matter. So I've been trying to, you know, keep that in mind as well.
Definitely. And I think part of that decision to engage or disengage, I mean, that's obviously a personal decision. I mean, some people, maybe you have some stuff going on where it's like, man, this is so much to have to do it at your own pace. Mm-hmm. The goal for me, at least, is just like forward movement, as always. So I feel like you can take leaps and bounds in your own self-improvement right now. That's like, you might feel that way, but you might feel like you're struggling with some other stuff that you need to take this at a slower pace. But when it comes down to it, I think like it's hard deciding how to engage on social media or whatever with this Black Lives Matter movement. We're not going to do it perfectly. If you're disengaging because you're afraid of how to do it, we're never going to, I don't think we're going to do it right. And we just have to do it anyway.
Right. I agree. So let's talk about white privilege, because, you know, at the beginning of this week, you know, I've always thought, I know people who are Black. I interact with, you know, Black and people of color, and I'm realizing, no, what we've seen, you know, being nice isn't anti-racist, and I've been feeling all the emotions too. So what have you learned that white privilege is, especially in your own experiences?
Yeah, I think what I've picked up on is like the white privilege is just this sense of safety, a sense of fact that like, I mean, I'm a white woman. I can do pretty much anything I want. I can go to the grocery store looking however I want. I can get into a traffic stop and not worry about anything. You know, I can even do something that's wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, yell at somebody in public, totally fine. So that's kind of what I'm picking up on, is like this sense of just overall safety and freedom. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Yeah, it's just exactly that. It's not having to think twice, not really caring what other people think, and just everything, like walking into a store, right? Or I think about the different communities that I've been raised in and how I've been so sheltered, you know, in a sense, to what's happening in the world, right?
Yeah.
And it's sad. Yeah. It's sad to feel so ignorant.
Right. I agree. And I think just as I've kind of been trying to understand this over the last couple of days, I've realized, like, you know, myself, I was raised like with colorblindness, like everyone's equal, everyone, like, treat everyone the same. And I like the sentiment behind that. But now what we're learning is basically that that's just been ignoring the problem. Because it's like we were segregated, then it was desegregation, and then, okay, pretend like the problem never existed. And of course it's not going to go away like that. Like, now we have to really fight it. And I didn't realize that we needed to fight racism. I thought it was just like, it's over. Like, if you don't talk about it, it's not there.
Right. I was raised the exact same way of, yeah, all people are equal, and it's not a big deal. And it wasn't a big deal to me, but now realizing, yeah, it's like once we know better, we need to do better. So, you know, let's talk about too, because I wanted to tie in this idea of thin privilege as well, right? Because, you know, when we talk about nutrition and body image and all these different things, it really ties down to social justice. And that's been eye-opening for me this week, you know, in this industry. And I was having a conversation with another friend in the industry, like, wow, why are more people in the fitness industry not speaking up?
Yeah. I mean, do you have an idea of why? Or do you think it's just the whole, like, don't want to say it wrong, or what?
I don't know. I think it's maybe both, but I hope people are feeling challenged to think about, you know, like their fitness classes, let's say, for example. And, you know, as a fitness instructor or health professional, you know, when you teach a fitness class, are you teaching modifications in a way that all bodies feel welcome, you know? And, you know, going beyond, do all fitness levels feel safe? It's like, no, but really, what are you doing to make it inclusive and respecting mm-hmm. all different types of bodies?
So I think that I agree with you. I think that even just the idea that weight loss would be a part of our lives is privilege. Mm-hmm. Because if you're worried about your son going on a jog, then you don't have space in your brain to think about weight loss. Forget who cares about weight loss. So I think back to what you were saying about like language that we use in a fitness class, it's like, if that was all based around what we look like, I don't think that's going to resonate with someone who has bigger problems mm-hmm. than what they look like. Right. So being more inclusive of just like, why are we exercising? We're exercising so we can tackle the world, not so we can look better.
Right. That's one of my hopes for, you know, I'm trying to relate all this. Like, how does this relate to me and how can I actually take action? Right. It's one thing, you know, I'm of course this week listening and learning, but I'm also thinking, like, what am I going to do about this? Like, what is the bigger purpose and how does this tie into my work? And, you know, one thing I've been thinking a lot about too is what we call thin privilege, right? Which it's similar to just, I mean, we can all have so many different privileges, right? And so thin privilege is, you know, going to the doctor and not having fear of, you know, stepping on the scale or not having fear of a doctor not address your problems or recommend weight loss, not realizing that you've got other problems, you know. And I think it's really interesting when we start thinking about the healthcare system and how just by being thin, you almost have like an advantage.
Yeah. Because if you're not, then they just say like, oh, you have hypertension. Oh, well, if you were to lose weight, that would improve or whatever. You have this. Well, if you were to lose weight, and that's just kind of guilting you into like, oh, by the way, you're still not doing it right.
I was also reading and it just, you know, made me sad, but to, you know, understand that also thin privilege would be, you know, an example is, let's say there's two women, right? One woman who is in a larger body and one woman who's not, and both have eating disorders, but a doctor or a healthcare, you know, not even doctors, just people are more likely to, you know, reach out and get help for the woman in the thin body because they have that look. They look, you know, like they need help. And oh, well, the person in a larger body, they wouldn't, why would they have an eating disorder? They don't look like it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, I mean, I think that ties so much to skin color and just every, you know, everything, all the differences that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You bring up just like, we have to start to see these things. We have to continue to open our own eyes so that we can remove our ignorance to all sorts of privileges so that we can then work to help the people that don't have, if we're in a place of privilege, then we can help to work towards equality and helping lift up the people that are not, and be a voice for people that are not in privilege of whatever we have.
Mm-hmm. There was another video floating around on Instagram that just talked about, you know, basically the systemic roots of racism and explaining like all the privileges that we have, you know, that others don't. And like you said, I think we have to start, at least for me, that's how I feel right now, is like, I need to really understand what my own privileges are, because, right, we can't really take action and move forward unless we understand or at least try to learn with where we're at before we move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that I'm doing is I downloaded Me and White Supremacy is the book that I downloaded Audible. And I've gotten through like the first two chapters, I believe. And she talks about how like, this is personal work that's going to stink. It's hard. The only reward is that going to be a better ancestor. Mm. And you have to have to get through this book and to get through this type of work, you have to have a greater purpose of why you're doing it, because no one's going to pat you on the back when you're done. People might not even really see the fruits of it. Like you'll probably see it, but it's the fruits of it are going to be in the next generation and things, because you're going to help to break down that systemic racism. But I just, interesting, because it's like, this is going to be hard work. I'm committed to doing it. I want to do it. I'm motivated by my faith, mm-hmm. but everyone's on board right now, it seems like. And it's like, at the end of the day, we all have to decide individually to how we're going to control to break this down.
I love that. And I think we're on the same page, and I'm grateful that we're on the same page, because I feel like, you know, obviously you're one of my best friends, and you're somebody that I challenge us, right, to continue to have these conversations as we keep reading. A book that I've ordered that I plan to read is called Fearing the Black Body. And it talks about really the origins of, you know, this term fat phobia, which could be a whole nother topic, but it basically these ideas around thin privilege and white privilege, and really starting to look at I love that word, systemic roots, because I think about way back in the beginning of where does this culture of racism come from, and how does that affect health and people's access to care, and how does it set people up, essentially, you know, the systems that have been built, how do they set people up for success or failure, right? And so I'm really excited to dig into that, because I think, yeah, just like you said, it's sad, but also I think that's important to recognize that, yeah, nobody's going to pat you on the back. You just have to do it because it's the right thing to do and it's in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are some other, you know, ways that you've been, have you had conversations? Obviously the girls are so young, but have you thought about how is this going to affect, you know, the conversations that I have with my daughters? Oh, and just thinking about we talk about this with diet culture of just what's going to be the world that they grow up in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I've thought a lot about how I'm going to start talking to them. And yeah, I mean, they seem really young. Sammy's 4 and she's 2 and Maria's 0. But actually, Sammy really is not too young. You know, when you think about it, well, I've read some stuff that kids by the age of 3, they're already preferring playmates that look the same as they do. And so it's already, and she's had black boys and girls in her class in preschool. So it's like, I know that it's there, but what I'm doing, I don't know how to talk to her about. I don't. So there's a MPR podcast that it's all about talking to kids about hard topics, and they have one on racism. So I'm going to listen to that. We get some good tips from that. But yeah, it's definitely going to dive into now so that I can feel as soon as possible, because David and I had a lot of talks about how we have to figure out how to talk about this, because we don't, we don't know how to say it in the way of hey, you know, but some people don't believe that. So if you see injustice, basically, then you need to step up. But how do you say that in 4-year-old language?
Yeah. So. I don't know. I wonder, I feel like it's just like we said, you know, it's not like we're going to have this conversation now and that's the end of it. I think that's really the challenge is how do, you know, you as parents, how do, you know, me as a godparent, how do we just model that and have the open conversations and more so actions, I think.
Yeah. One thing that Dave and I have talked about really since the beginning of being parents is the fact that right now the area we live in is pretty diverse, but I'm moving closer to my family where it's not diverse. And I know you grew up in not really a diverse area. Same with me. And so it's what do we do about that? You know, we really want to live there because it's close to my family, but what when there's, you know, a handful of black kids that are per grade. That's it. What do you do about that? I don't know.
I was thinking about that when you were talking. I don't know if that means, you know, gosh, I don't know, seeking out other opportunities. Maybe that means just being more diligent about getting involved, whether it's in the church or whether it's in, you know, volunteer work or just other opportunities that expose you to diversity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is not the end of the conversation. This is going to be continued. You know, what do you feel like is something that you want the Fit Friends to hear of what should we leave them with? Some fire in their belly, okay, you need to do something.
Yeah. That's my biggest takeaway from this week is you need to do something. And this is not a social media trend. And I feel that. Do you feel that? I feel that it's not a social media trend. I do think that some people will fall off the bandwagon. That's just life. But to me, it doesn't feel like just a trendy thing of like, yay, Black Lives Matter, go back to your life. Like, I truly believe that this will be a turning point. It's whether or not, to our listeners, whether or not, are you going to take that opportunity? Are you going to take this opportunity to be part of the good fight, or are you going to kind of complacent, I guess? So yeah, I would say my takeaway, or my, what I want to leave everyone with, is like, please do something, whatever it is. And it starts with our own heart, knowledge that needs to be done. And then whatever the next step for you is, just start.
My takeaway would be, look in the mirror, like, just take a moment to reflect. And if you're not feeling something, like, ask yourself why, or try to dig deeper, because maybe it is still that ignorance or not understanding, but just look in the mirror at your own bias and your own privileges that you have, and start to understand why you feel the way you feel or don't feel, right? Because we're never going to feel and truly understand what it's like to be Black, or to be, you know, an Indigenous person of color, because we have that privilege, right? But doing our best to understand and just process, and then go, okay, what am I going to do about it?
Yeah. And I think that too, I'm always working to try to be selfless, selfish, because I feel I have a selfish tendency. Like, I'm aware of my selfish. I don't like that. This is also just I'm on a greater quest to be more compassionate. And this just wraps into that of, you know, yeah, like you said, why is it that you're not feeling compelled to do anything? Take a minute to look inside, and there could be a lot of different reasons, and no judgment there, but take a moment to self-reflect and see what you can do to be more compassionate, to be a better person.
Amen. And we'll be sure to link that book that you recommended in the podcast. And, you know, we'll have to do, it'd be interesting to do a follow-up, you know, 6 months from now, and just like, be like, where are we? It'd be interesting. Hopefully there's some change that's going on in the country. And
yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think it'd be interesting to have a talk when we're like, after we can take a couple months to do the self-reflection and do a little bit of self-work to see, okay, where, because I'm sure it'll be like, you know, we're kind of on a high of like, we can do this, we can change. And then it'll be like a downward, like, oh my gosh, it's so bad. And then it'll be like, okay, no, we got this again.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. Always good talking to you, as always.
Yeah. So glad that I could be on.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.